Yeah, I think, you know, we've all heard it said, and it's wonderful. God is good, and God is good all the time. And so a wonderful thing happens in our life, we say God is good. Well, actually, God is good, equally good, in all the times where everything goes wrong and where we're experiencing really miserable situations and facing suffering. God is still good. And so that's hard for us to wrap our minds around. And also many Christians are set up for disappointment with God because they think, well, as long as God's blessing me and all this is coming my way, well, then I can affirm his goodness. But the moment it doesn't go my way, and especially when something happens and you lose somebody that you love with all your heart, you can really question God's goodness. But one of the things that Nancy, and she was such an example for me in this, she was saying, okay, God is good. God loves me more than I love myself. I have no question about his love. So no matter how this thing goes, no matter how it turns out, if he heals me, wonderful, we'll be delighted. If he doesn't heal me, hey, what? We knew I was going to die anyway, right? We're all going to die. I mean, I hope that isn't news to somebody that I'm discouraging you by saying that. But, you know, unless we're alive at the return of Christ, and so far nobody in church history has been, it's been a couple thousand years, you know, everybody ends up dying. And maybe he will come, and maybe we will be taken to be with him, and not, maybe you will not face the kind of suffering that most people have faced, but I think you've faced enough that you've got a taste of it. And here's the thing, if we can't see the goodness of God and trust the goodness of God, he says, all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. That's true even when we don't see how it is true. And 2 Corinthians 3 says, these light and momentary afflictions are achieving in us a weight of glory that far outweighs them all. Therefore, we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporary. The things that are unseen are eternal. Latch on to that eternal and talk about it now before the crisis happens and be prepared for it.